Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Diaz. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Ruse. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The DH, Joey Meyer. Batting 7th. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Birkbeck. And now, play ball. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gallagher hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Leonard hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pasqua hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Diaz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Birkbeck, and towards Gantner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sheffield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Manrique hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallagher hits a line drive to center field. Yount throws towards the infield. Birkbeck fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Birkbeck. Manrique goes all the way around to score. Gallagher moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leonard. Baines reaches second base with a double. Gallagher scores. Lyons moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Baines moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Paul Mirabella now pitching. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to second. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Diaz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Leonard. Boston reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen bunts towards the right side of the infield. Gantner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Boston moves to third. Fred Manrique batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Manrique is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manrique hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boston scores. Guillen moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Manrique moves to second. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen tags and scores. Manrique tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-1, White Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lyons strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first, with Ruiz covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pasqua hits a line drive towards first. Brock catches it and steps on first to double up Fisk. 2 outs. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-2 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff is hit by the pitch. Meyer moves to second. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruiz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Sheffield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manrique is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Manrique hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Manrique. The throw from Surhoff and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Molitor bunts towards the mound. Ruiz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Leonard is 0 for 2 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Deere batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Deere is 0 for 2 in the game. Deere hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lyons bunts towards the mound. Plesac fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallagher moves to second. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk is walked intentionally. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pasqua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first, with Ruiz covering, for the out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive beyond second. Manrique can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Bosio now pitching. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 3 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Sheffield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Russ Moorman now playing first base. Barry Jones now pitching. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gantner moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to third. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 3 in the game. Leonard hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Krim now pitching. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Manrique is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Manrique hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gallagher bunts towards the mound. Krim fields it and throws to first for the out. Manrique moves to second. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Manrique scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines strikes out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lyons scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pasqua for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Deer is 0 for 3 in the game. Deer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock strikes out. 1 out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Meyer strikes out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sheffield is 0-3 in the game. Sheffield strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.